Gary Shalla is development director at the nonprofit Mountain Family Health Centers, online at mountainfamily.org. Thanks so much for joining Katie and Kay this morning, Gary.
Thanks. It's wonderful to be here this morning.
So Mountain Family Health Centers are in Avon, Basalt, Edwards, Glenwood Springs, and Rifle. Your mission is to provide high-quality, integrated, primary medical, behavioral, and dental health care with special consideration for the medically underserved, regardless of ability to pay. That seems like a really important area of focus given our economy, the high cost of living, the high cost of health coverage in our region. But it also seems like it would make your job as a fundraiser a challenge because you don't only help patients who can pay top dollar for their care.
Well, it is really important that we're helping that population. And the biggest part is that it's not a free clinic by any means. Everyone is going to have a piece of their own health. So that's really important. But for those people who don't have the means that some of us do, it is important that they can be put on a sliding fee scale, that they can be invested in their health and well-being in a situation that's integrated care, where they can get dental health and behavioral health and medical services all in one place. And that's really an important piece. A lot of these clients don't have the means to have their own car, so they're carpooling or they're using the bus. And so the fact that they can come to Mountain Family and get all those services in one place, one stop, is really an important part of that mission that we serve.
Mountain Family Health been outspoken on basic human rights, public health, supporting immigrants with their health needs. Thank you for that. We only have a few minutes. I want to ask you about a couple things. First, your mobile dental van. This seems like a much needed effort in the Valley.
You know, we're really excited. This has been an effort by Dr. Millard and the team at Mountain Family, and we're very excited. The van is now parked in the El Jebel Community Center just down the road. It will be in that spot for the next 18 months.
Oh, cool.
And it will provide for everyone, whether you have private insurance, which we definitely will take those private insurance companies or people, the Colorado First or First Colorado, which is Medicaid, mm-hmm. Medicare, or those on a sliding fee scale. And the van isn't the in-depth kind of thing that if you have a really severe problem that we could take care of, but dental prevention, cleaning, sealants, you know, the fluoride treatments, evaluations, simple emergency procedures, simple extractions. We're not going to do major surgery on the van, small fillings and you know, simple removal devices. Those are all things that we'll be able to do, and to do them locally. It's really a service that in the Roaring Fork Valley is needed, and so we're really happy to fill that need, and we'll be at El Jebel with the kind of a stationary mobile van for the next 18 months, and then after that we will be taking it mobile, going out, coming up and down the valley.
Well, I know I've heard about this program called Smiles. It seems like it would be related. Mobile dental, Smiles. What's the Smiles program?
So the Smiles program is a really exciting program that is also starting right now, and it's starting mainly in Parachute. We have two locations in Parachute.
Oh, cool.
And then one in Avon, and we hope to later this year also be at Coleridge High School. It's a teledentistry, so it's having a hygienist provide x-rays, simple things, but then using those x-rays over the airwaves and goes back to Dr. Millar, who will look at those, critique them, and as certain things have to be done that are deeper, then we can bring you into our Rifle clinic, or that is taken back to the family and the mainly children, because children really need this. It's really important to children's oral health keeps them in school and keeps them learning. And that's what this Smiles program is really all about.
And so less disruption, basically.
Much less disruption, some normalcy, some getting into that rhythm of good health and education around their oral health, all important at a young age so that as they mature, they're taking care of these things and it becomes part of their culture and their family's culture as well.
I feel like you're a good advocate for this kind of planning because I'm sitting here this morning just finishing a breakfast burrito from our wonderful volunteer EB, Eric Berry, who's standing by to take calls right now at 963-0139 if you'd like to support Katie and Kay. And I'm realizing that I didn't floss when I ran out the door this morning. So thank you. You see, you're spreading the word, man.
Well, thanks.
So we mentioned that you serve Avon, Basalt, Edwards, Glenwood Springs, and Rifle, but and this mobile dental van in El Jebel. But what's the plan for Mountain Family Health new clinic in Basalt?
Well, we're really excited, and this will be coming in the fall of 2018. We will be taking over the old Bristlecone's Pine Space in Basalt, if you know where that used to be. Now it's being housing the Pickin employees as they do their remodeling. As soon as they're out in early 2018, we'll come behind them and we'll be constructing a 7,000-foot clinic that will have the integrated model that we so desperately need in the Valley. So primary care, so your primary doctors, nurses, medical assistants, dental, full dental health with dental dentists and hygienists, as well as behavioral health, so that at any point when you need any of those services or those services are naturally talking and communicating between one another. So for me, a little bit older than you are, if I go in and I'm at my dentist and they say, wow, you've got a lot of plaque buildup, and they see this over and over, they're immediately going to take me over and say, listen, you need to have a primary care doctor because that oral health has a direct relation to heart health. And so let's make sure that there's nothing going on here. Or if I'm having a blue day or I've been down for a couple of weeks and I'm just kind of lackluster, maybe it's time that a behavioral health specialist comes in and just says, hi, and how you doing, and let's see if there's something more we can do. It's that immediacy. It's that integrated model that's really important, and it'll be coming to Basalt in late 2018. We're very excited about that.
Whatever happens with federal policy, it seems like the integrated care model is something that's really rising right now in the healthcare scene.
Very much so, and we're doing a lot to really promote that and to talk about it. We've got a program that we're working with Rocky Mountain Health and now United model, where we're really doing care coordination. We're working directly with that population that really needs that one-on-one hand touch, so that we're really taking that integrated model to the next level and keeping costs down, and working with that patient to really elevate their health, and in so doing, it elevates the community's health as well.
I love it. Well, Mountain Family Health CEO Ross Brooks has been real supportive of our work here at KDNK. When I was still the news director, I'm the station manager now, just got promoted February 1st, I reached out to him for ideas because I was preparing for an interview with Lieutenant Governor Donna Lynn about health coverage in our state. And Ross got back to me with some of the best feedback and ideas and good, smart questions. And he was just amazing. I couldn't believe the CEO of Mountain Family Health was willing to get back to the news director and give me some ideas on background. Well, I went on to interview Lieutenant Governor Donna Lynn at the State Capitol. That interview is now part of our best local newscast entry in the annual awards banquet from the Colorado Broadcasters Association. Steve Cole and I were talking about this earlier this morning. Coming up this weekend, Saturday, March 11th, KDNK is a finalist for best local newscast in the state. And I really think that CEO Ross Brooks was a big part of me getting a good interview with our lieutenant governor. We'll keep people posted on how we do in that competition, but just want to ask Gary Shalla here from Mountain Family Health. We're in our membership drive at KDNK. Why should listeners support public radio?
You know, I think it's just so important. You're on my drive in and my way home each day. I think that with what's happening today, both in our valley and nationally, it's really important to have succinct and accurate news being brought to you with insight from local individuals. And I think that Ross is a great example of someone who
totally
brings that insight both locally and nationally to the conversation, whether it's on immigration or whether it's on healthcare. We're actively engaged in the community and actively supportive of our both immigrant community, their rights and their future here, as well as their health for the future. And I think that's a really great reason why KDNK really needs to be supported by the local listeners.
Gary Shalla, Mountain Family Health Centers, thank you so much for coming in this morning. And I'm really excited to hear more about what happens with the Smiles program as it gets more in, you know, spread to folks really across our listening area. And then this new clinic coming to Basalt next year. We got to see if Pickin County can get back into their new buildings first.
They do. And don't forget about our dental van. Feel free to call for an appointment. They would love to see you, and we'll take care of your oral health.
Online at mountainfamily.org. Thanks so much, Gary.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Gavin. I heard the phrase a simple extraction, and maybe you could think of that as, you know, if we could extract simply $5 or $10 from your wallet every month, you can call 963-0139.